If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. I am Diane Allen, your host. My roles as ambassador, author, speaker, and intuitive mentor for bright and talented people are woven into each episode. I have the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire as I have been there and I understand your unique intensities, sensitivities, and challenges. Welcome. Be the gift. Hi friends, it's Diane, and we're talking today about being the gift. This episode is in response to several different meetings and sessions I've had with some of the people I work with over the last couple of months. This seems to be a theme of, well, how? How do I be the gift? How do I show up as the gift? What does that even mean anyway? And so I thought I would answer it in this podcast generally, where I answered it specifically, obviously, during the sessions that I was having with people. And so being a gift, in my mind, is what we're all here to be. It's like we all have our unique gift that we're bringing to the world, our unique way. Never before in history and never again will any being replicate you or me or whoever. And so I think our job, if you will, our purpose, if you know, whatever word you want to use, is all about being that, doing that. And I had a client one time who used to always say, don't talk about it, be about it. And I think it's that be, that action that goes with being something that is so important. So gifted, smart, and sensitive, talented people, they tend to think their way through life, you know, like brains on a stick kind of, until they learn how to come within, until you learn how to come within and be the gift that you're thinking about. So some people want to create a legacy on purpose. Some people accidentally create a legacy. Some people don't care about their legacy. But in every situation, we are still creating our legacy, our imprint on humanity. And so we get to choose, when we're aware, of how we're going to be the gift that leaves that imprint, whatever that imprint might be. And so I thought of the overarching themes. There's five of them that came to mind right away for this podcast. But of course, there's personal nuance to all of it. So if any of this strikes a chord with you and you want to talk about it further, check the show notes and make a call with me and I'll be happy to talk about it further because I think it's very important. I think it's important that we all step into our sovereignty, into our own presence, and allow ourselves to be the gift that we're meant to be. I believe that playing small and hiding and being the best kept secret, or even worse, distracting yourself and doing something that's not related to your gift, just to be doing something for some kind of fear. So let's look at these five overarching areas that help us step more fully into being the gift that we are meant to be as we suck air, as we breathe into our lives, each one of us expressing it uniquely and differently than the next person, just like our fingerprints. So the first one, the first part here I want to talk about is releasing victimhood. Now, we in the West live in a litigious society. You know, you order hot coffee, you drink it, your tongue gets burned, and you sue the people who made the hot coffee that you asked for. Our society is conditioning all of us to not take any kind of accountability or responsibility for our lives, our decisions, our outcomes. And we all know that that is not in alignment with the law of natural consequences. So we can control our response to things. We can control our behaviors. The law of natural consequence always is in play. So what we do always has a consequence. Now, the consequence might be desirable, and the consequence might not be desirable for us in that moment. But there is always a consequence. So we want to pay attention to how we respond to things, because we can't control everything in the world. We're not the center of the universe. So what we really want to do is take care of managing our own response to things and how we handle things and come out of the victim stance. And so the victim stance is that, oh, poor me. It's only happening to me. What is wrong with this? You know, and that kind of cycle of learned helplessness. Now, I say learned helplessness because we live in a culture that, especially in the West, that teaches learned helplessness by action. Like, I don't know how to do it. Somebody else has to do it for me. Right? Now, it's one thing to be interdependent and helpful to each other. It's another thing to create a level of helplessness in oneself or in others, or playing that poor me card. And so we want to release the idea, the stance, the belief that we're victims. Now, some people will say, go from victim to victor. Well, okay, well, that's one step. But I would like to suggest that we even release that story, that we begin to say, okay, what if I told a different story about the situation? What if, because our brain processes in stories, if I shifted my understanding, I looked at it from a different angle, that's called fluid viewing, so that we can then see whatever is happening from a different perspective. You've heard it said, you know, walk a mile in the other person's shoes, that kind of idea. See where you can look at things differently. Because when we stay in that poor me setting things up to be a victim stance, you create an entanglement with other people and with other situations that creates that helplessness. But what it also does is it keeps everybody caught in a situation that's not healthy. And so that can even be addicting. Some people get addicted to being the victim. I have worked with people who were playing the victim role and didn't even realize it, because that's just what it's always been. Not because they were trying to be the victim or not because they were bad people. So being in the victimhood role does not mean that you're bad. It means that a part of you has a belief system and an understanding that keeps you entangled in this helplessness, poor me scenario that can get in the way of you being the gift that you're meant to be. So your heart's desire and that great part of you that's trying to emerge keeps getting slammed back. With me? Okay. So we want to release being the victim. That can take lots of work, or it can happen very fast. The second overarching idea that kept coming up was what I'm calling practicing radical self-care. And so I'm talking about the level of self-care that goes deep down into the cells, like down to our mitochondria, down to the energy factories in our cells, that it's beyond a massage and getting a manicure or taking a day off or going fishing or a hike. Yes, all of those things are important and they're part of self-care. And there is more. We want to remind ourselves, I'm reminding you, that it takes energy to heal and rectify the old hurts or griefs or pains. And so if we are not taking care of ourselves on a very deep core level, then we won't have the energy to do the healing work we say we want to do. So it's like if you get the flu or you break a leg or something and your body needs to heal, what are you told to do? Rest. Resting is part of radical self-care because it takes energy from your body to heal that broken leg or heal from that virus or heal that emotional wound or make some shifts in your life so that what you're doing is you're distancing yourself from an old pattern and you're healing that old destructive pattern and bringing in something new. So radical self-care is so important because it takes energy to heal and rectify our emotions and our physical being. So we want to prioritize our well-being by nourishing ourselves. Now, how do we do this? Well, first we do it with healthy habits. And sounds easier. Now, so if you have ADHD, you know, or you have an intellectual overexcitability, you're probably going, yeah, Diane, right. I can do a healthy habit for about 3 days or maybe 2 weeks and then it stops. Well, that's why you need a mentor or a therapist or a coach or somebody in your life to help you hold accountability. Because gifted people, when we're held accountable for things and we know somebody's watching and somebody's along the road with us, they're part of the journey, then we tend to do a little better in our accountability. But if we're left to our own devices, all humans, and especially gifted people, and especially people with the ADHD flavor, will find themselves in about a week or two kind of falling off. And then they'll come back, or sometimes they fall off and never quite get back, unless there's some level of external accountability. Because that's just how the brain works. And we live in such a distracted world that it's not a bad thing to get distracted. The question for yourself is, how do I get myself back to where I say I want to go? So one of the things you start asking yourself is what I'm about to do going to get me where I say I want to go? Is it really going to get me there? Because if it's not going to get me there, I can make a different choice, right? Healthy habits, whatever is good for you. Now we know from lots of research that it's healthy to wake up within the same hour window every day, 7 days a week. Because our bodies like the consistency and like the rhythm. So if you wake up at 6 in the morning all week and on the weekends you're getting up at 9 or 10, Monday morning is extra stressful. In fact, there's more heart attacks Monday morning than the whole rest of the week combined. And I think it has to do with this, that people are not being full of radical self-care. And part of it is consistency. Part of it is developing a foundation that we stand on, that has a great meaning to us and is a priority. So other things you can do for radical self-care is journaling of all different kinds, drawing, writing, playing music, all of these things, listening to really good music, and giving yourself permission to say, this is for me because I deserve it. This is my time. So like recently, there was an eclipse, as you all know, and here in the US, and I got to watch it and I gave myself the whole time to watch and just be in that moment and that experience, prioritizing radical self-care. Because what we know is that if you aren't taking care of yourself, it's hard for you to take care of anyone else. It's hard for you to be the gift you want to be if you're running on empty. So the idea here is to take such good care of yourself that there's an abundance that you can give from your overflow. And that abundance that you're giving from your overflow is an expression of your gift. Whether it's educating or inspiring or teaching or listening, there's all different kinds of gifts and there's all different ways to express them. But the important thing is that you take such good care of yourself, you're giving that gift from your overflow. So the third thing is to release, let go, jettison, whatever word, inner burdens. Find a safe space to share what's on your mind, to share what's on your heart, and let it go when it shows up. And so I've had some people come to me, and this part was because somebody said, well, I have so much to heal. I don't know where to start, Diane. I said, start wherever you are. You don't have to go and tell your whole life story unless you need to. But what you do want to be open to doing is rectifying and healing whatever gets in the way. Sometimes it's a belief system that if I show up in the way I want to, I might be seen and I don't know what that looks like. So I play small so that I don't have to be seen. Or sometimes we tell ourselves a scary story about what it means to be successful, right? Like I remember when I was young, there was this whole idea, I don't even remember exactly where it started. I don't think I knew where it started, but the whole idea was if you were a woman and you were successful in the corporate world, it meant you slept with somebody. It meant that you did something that wasn't so great. You compromised yourself in order to manipulate the system to get what you want. So then, as I got older and I started getting successful, that belief kept showing up. Oh no, people are going to think I did things wrong. Oh no, these things are going to happen. And so it took rectifying that old belief that I picked up when I was so young, I couldn't defend myself from it, in order to allow myself to keep growing toward my success. And we all have inner burdens and inner belief systems that don't serve us. So my understanding is that when you run into these old complicated things, when you run into them is when you rectify them and you heal them. That's why it's really good to have somebody in your corner who is safe, where the space is safe, it's sacred, it's dedicated, and you know without any question that your confidence is held. And then you can release the old pain. It's okay to cry. It's okay to get upset. It's okay to be free of it. It's okay to not know what to do without it. You know, I had one person say yes, but when they had several different relatives die in a short period of time, and their whole issue was that if they heal the grief, they'll forget those people and they don't want to forget them. So they held on to the pain. So we had to talk about that belief system that says, if I heal the grief, then I'll forget the person. Because, you know, it doesn't make sense when you say it out here, but when it's a belief system in you, it feels very real, and it is real. So sometimes just saying the belief out loud, and we start realizing that sometimes they have conflicting messages, we can heal that, we can rectify that, and free ourselves from these inner burdens that keep following us around. I know I've had to heal a lot of them in my life over all different kinds of things that I didn't even know were there until I ran into them. So we all have that blind side. We all have that part going on that we don't see until we see. So this is a time to let your gift start to show up and to release that idea of beating yourself up, that victimhood part I just mentioned. To release that whole idea and trust that you're seeing it and you're having awareness right on time. And we all are always growing. If we're in human bodies, we're growing. It's okay. But it's so important to remember that all the heaviness and all the burdens within us, we want to keep releasing and keep releasing whatever it is that's getting in the way. We know that holding on to inner pain and grief, whether we think it's noble or not, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, it ages us faster. It disconnects us from our purpose. It makes it harder to be the gift that we want to be. So it's important that we allow ourselves to shift the story and be free. Another reason why you want to have a safe, trusted person with you. I spend a lot of time in my sessions with people working on releasing some of these old ideas and these inner burdens that keep people down and keep them in a victimhood place, even though they wouldn't call themselves a victim. I hope this is making sense. The fourth thing is to learn how to have more compassion for yourself and others. Now, a lot of people say to forgive yourself. Well, the definition of forgiveness is to have compassion for. And so we want to have compassion for you first and for others. And the compassion is for the great adventure of being human, that there are so many things that we can do differently, or we mess up or we don't mess up. There's just so many things happening. And so when we get and we play Monday morning quarterback and we start judging ourselves and get all upset and those kinds of things, we are not being compassionate. So we want to start with ourselves. I believe that every day when we wake up, we're doing the very best we can. Even those people who have really messed the day up bad. Even when it ended up being just a hot mess, those people at some point or other, when they got up, were doing the best they could. They wanted to do the best they can. I don't believe anybody wakes up any morning and says, let me see how I can screw my life up today. Let me see what I can do to make a mess of things. I just don't think people do that. So we want to break free from that grip of being reactive, being angry, hostile, jumpy. Now, when you have ADHD and you have a lot of overexcitabilities, this can be a little tricky sometimes because there tends to be the whole reactionary part and the grip of that being jumpy and things like that. So we want to pay attention to that part, to having compassion for ourselves and others. And some days that's easy, some days it's not easy. Now, the fifth thing, which is the last overarching part, this can go on forever, but we're not going to go on forever, is to cultivate hope. Hope is about being honest with ourselves. It's about being open-minded. It's about being present in the moment. And it's about living excellence. Excellence is different than perfectionism. Excellence means we're always learning, that we're striving to allow our inner self to emerge fully. And I have a book. One of my books is called Hope Realized. It's a daily meditation book where people can have a word of the day and a quote. And then I unpack that quote and give a little homework and a little place to journal about it so that we can practice being more honest, more open, more present in our lives and aligned, and allow ourselves to have great excellence and emotions in our world. And so cultivating hope takes the idea of seeing the good, being grateful, right? And not just the thought of being grateful, but allowing our heart to open and feel gratitude, even in the face of difficulty. So the book Hope Realized gives you a whole year of lessons about that. But to remember that being present and aligned in your life, my dog is playing, so you're just going to have to deal with the squeakiness. By being honest with yourself and open with yourself and present in your life, you allow so much more possibility and so much greatness. So these five things allow you to be the gift you want to be. And sometimes you don't even know what that's going to look like. What I want to tell you is, when you start out on the road, or no matter where you are on this road, it never turns out the way you think. If somebody would have said, oh, yes, you're going to have a podcast and you're going to write books and all that, years ago, I would have told them they were goofy. No, that's not true. But now my podcast reaches lots of people. My books reach lots of people. People I'll never meet get to have the benefit. And so it's by saying yes and being open and honest and present and aligned and coming out of that victim stance that my gift shows up. And so I want to encourage you to have that same or similar kind of process. So there's a couple things to remember here. One is that you're the architect of your life. You are the one putting it together. You are the one designing it. I encourage you to stand in your sovereignty, to stand in your agency, and to remember the first rule of all of it: do no harm. Do what is good for you and for what is other. Allow your inner authentic power to show up. Allow yourself to be all of who you're meant to be. Because who you're meant to be is this amazing sovereign power, this creative genius, if you will, this person of goodness and being the love. Those gifts, that gift is what's meant to show up. Your life is very precious. It's very precious. You are precious. Even on the days you don't feel precious, you're precious. And just as you would treat a precious thing, a memory, an item, or whatever, treat yourself with that same level of love and kindness and respect, right? And the other thing I want you to remember is that you get to choose your experience. You get to choose to be your gift, to be the gift in the world you're meant to be, by being grateful and letting your joy show up and letting hope happen. You get to choose that. Or you can choose the heavier, darker energy of being a victim or being upset or being angry or being full of grief. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with any of it. There are some days where you feel great pain. There are some days where you feel great joy. You're not wrong for any of it. There's a dark night of the soul where we all go through difficulty as we decide to grow. There's also great liberation. So my hope for you in listening to this podcast is that you touch your heart and say, what is my gift? Know that gift in you that's trying to emerge is meant to be here on the world at this time in this space. You are not here by accident. You are here to bring it out. So if there's any part of you that is afraid or doesn't know what to do or has all those how questions, feel free to reach out to me, because I'm here to help guide you in the best way I can. And if I don't have the way to help you, I probably know somebody who does. So remember that you are the gift. I want you to give yourself permission to free yourself from the bondage of the human ignorance that we're all engulfed in around us, and be the gift you're meant to be. Stand in the sovereignty of who you really are, because you're amazing, totally amazing. There's no one like you. I think that's so cool. Anyway, so I hope these five things have reminded you about how wonderful you are. And I hope that you're freeing yourself from old burdens, from the old victim mentality, from being judgmental and hurting yourself in lots of different ways. I hope you are freeing yourself. I hope you're being honest and open and present and living excellence. That's what I hope. So friends, thank you for listening. And remember, put your face to the sun so the shadows fall behind you, because you're a rock star. You're here on purpose with a mighty purpose. So go out there and let your heart sing. And until the next episode of Someone Gets Me, be well.
Are you tired of searching for someone to understand you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, and talented. I share my insights and teachings, and you can connect with others in a real, authentic, safe forum. So join us today. Someone Gets Me.